Sport on RT Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our 2-3-1 offers at your local Kia dealer. For more, see kia.com.
Good morning once again to Porrig Lodge.
Good morning, Mary. In the past hour, the Ireland women's cricket team has pulled off a massive upset in beating Pakistan in Lahore in the third and final T20 international. They won by 34 runs to take the three-game series 2-1. Ireland batted first and made 167 for 4, with Gabby Lewis top scoring on 71 off just 46 deliveries and Amy Hunter scoring 40. In reply, Pakistan were bowled out for 133, with captain Laura Delaney taking 3 wickets. It's the first time that an Irish cricket team, men's or women's, has won a series in the subcontinent. We're heading into award season now for sport, and last night the FAI presented its Player of the Year awards. The senior players of the year were Josh Cullen and Katie McCabe. Goalkeeper Gavin Bazuna was named Young Player of the Year, while Connor Coventry took the under 21 honour. Senior winner Cullen is expected to feature in tomorrow night's friendly against Norway at the Aviva Stadium, and he told Dave Kelly about his satisfaction winning the award.
A huge honour. I was only looking this morning at the list of everyone that's won the award, and to get myself on the same list as plenty of Irish footballing legends is brilliant. So yeah, huge honour for me and my family, and yeah, it took me by surprise last night. It was a very nice surprise to obviously start off this week.
Since making your debut, how much do you feel personally that you've come on as an international player?
Yeah, no, I feel like internationally and with my club over the last couple of years, I've improved as a player and worked hard at my game. So, yeah, to win an award as big as the one I have is obviously a great feeling, and a nice reward to get off the back of the hard work I've been putting in.
That's Josh Cullen. Sadio Mane will miss Senegal's opening games at the World Cup against the Netherlands and Qatar because of a leg injury. The Bayern Munich striker is also doubtful for their third group match against Ecuador. The England squad arrived in Doha last night. As they entered their hotel, they were greeted by hundreds of supporters singing "It's Coming Home." Sarah McFadden scored as the Northern Ireland women's team rounded off a memorable year with a 1-0 win over Italy in a friendly in Belfast. And here at home, Ian Ryan has been appointed head coach at Bray Wanderers. The former Wexford boss has agreed a 2-year deal at the Carlisle grounds, where he will work alongside head of football Pat Devlin. Some notable appointments in Gaelic games as well. Former Galway midfielder Kevin Walsh has joined the Cork football management team, headed up by John Cleary, and former hurler of the year Tony Brown has taken up the role of selector with Tipperary, now managed by Liam Cahill. There'll be cameras, action and now lights at Chadwick's Wexford Park. Work is underway to install floodlights, with the 4 poles due to go up next month. The lights will be officially turned on for a Walsh Cup game on the 21st of January, and there will be a series of Saturday night games at the Wexford venue during January and February. Leinster out-half Ross Byrne has been called into the Ireland squad for Saturday's sold-out game against Australia amid doubts over Johnny Sexton's fitness. Sexton is struggling with the dead leg he suffered against South Africa, while Joey Carberry has been ruled out of the game with a head injury. Australia out-half Bernard Foley spoke about his admiration for Johnny Sexton, who is still playing at the top level at the age of 36.
It shows that age is just a number, doesn't it? I think the thing about Johnny, you know, he's ultra competitive, and he must be doing everything right to sort of keep himself on the top of his game. You know, looking after his body, he's still got, you know, world-class game management and skills. So to see him doing it, it's great, and I'm, you know, looking forward to the challenge.
In golf, Gary Hurley from Waterford will go into today's final round of qualifying school in Spain, tied for 16th place. He's 2 shots inside the top 25 mark needed to secure a tour card for next season. Kinsale's John Murphy sits 4 strokes outside the top 25. Bernardus in the Netherlands will stage the 2026 Solheim Cup. The course close to Eindhoven only opened in 2018 and will host its third consecutive Dutch Men's Open next year. Rafa Nadal has been eliminated at the group stage of the ATP Finals in Turin, and his 19-year-old compatriot Carlos Alcaraz has been confirmed as the youngest ever season-ending world number one. Judd Trump edged out China's Wao Zhudong in a final frame decider to book his place in the last 16 of the UK Snooker Championship in York. Mark Selby bowed out with a 6-4 defeat to Iran's Hossein Vafi. And finally, Willie Mullins is responsible for 6 of the 8 entries for Sunday's Morgiana hurdle at Punchestown. His runners include dual Cheltenham winner Sir Gerhard, as he bids to win the race for the 11th time in 12 years.